Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The situation in the Middle East requires an urgent diplomatic solution, declared U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield. For more than a year, the world has witnessed civilian suffering in Israel and Gaza, the West Bank, and Lebanon. There have also been unprecedented attacks by Iran and its proxies. Against this backdrop, the United States has exercised leadership and resolve in pursuing clear objectives, said Ambassador Thomas-Greenfield.
In the war in Gaza by securing the release of hostages while surging aid to Palestinians who did not start and cannot end this conflict. Avoid a broader regional war while forcefully countering Iran's terrorist proxies and destabilizing activities and demonstrating an ironclad, unprecedented commitment to Israel's security.
Despite public claims to the contrary, Hamas has refused to engage on any of the numerous proposals put forward in the past 8 weeks. Israel, too, has its role to play, noted Ambassador Thomas-Greenfield.
As we press for an end to the war, Israel must also urgently take additional steps to alleviate the catastrophic humanitarian situation in Gaza. That includes Israel allowing commercial trucks to move into Gaza alongside humanitarian assistance. This is crucial to avoiding famine.
This conflict was stoked and exploited by Iran, which provided support to regional proxies and partners, and directly put millions of innocent Israelis, Palestinians, and Lebanese civilians at risk, stated Ambassador Thomas-Greenfield.
The United States has responded forcefully, deploying its military assets on two occasions when Iran launched unprecedented ballistic missile attacks on Israel. And as President Biden has made clear, we will continue to stand alongside Israel and all of our regional partners in defending against Iran's destabilizing regional actions.
Rather than call for unconditional ceasefires that Iran and its proxies have no intention of honoring, members of this council should speak with one voice in support of diplomatic efforts to achieve a durable end to the fighting, urged Ambassador Thomas-Greenfield. Through diplomacy, this region can begin to heal and rebuild a better future, one without Iran or its proxies, Hamas and Hezbollah, exerting undue influence, said Ambassador Thomas-Greenfield, one in which Israelis and Palestinians are afforded equal measures of peace and security.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.